This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number one for Tuesday, August 2nd. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is taking a plunge Tuesday morning, following suit with Monday's negative movement in the Chicago soy complex and other veg oils when Canadian markets were closed. Coming out of the August long weekend, canola prices are losing approximately $55 per ton. Despite above average temperatures in Alberta, decent weather conditions in Western Canada are putting pressure on the canola markets, as temperatures in Manitoba are not expected to exceed 30 degrees Celsius this week. Crude oil is slightly higher on Tuesday as recession fears and uncertainty over this week's OPEC meeting outweighed weakening demand. Soy oil was down, while European rapeseed is entirely higher, and Malaysian palm oil was mostly higher. The Canadian dollar is opening the day less than one-fifth of a cent lower. The November canola contract is down $55.90 per ton at $836.90. In the U.S., wheat and corn are both lower on Tuesday morning, while the soy complex is mixed. The pressure on both wheat and corn is mainly due to a grain vessel carrying 23,000 tons of corn heading for Lebanon, moving out of the Ukrainian port of Odessa over the weekend. It is the first Ukrainian grain shipment since Russia invaded the country in February. Wheat is taking a tumble on Tuesday not just on Ukraine's new grain shipments, but also on crop conditions. Spring wheat conditions improved 2 points to 70% good to excellent, according to the USDA, while the winter wheat harvest is now 82% complete. However, a heat wave is expected this week for most of the U.S., as well as a lack of precipitation in the Midwest. The September Chicago wheat contract is down 23 cents U.S. per bushel to $7.78. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 22 cents U.S. to $8.44. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 20 cents U.S. to $8.78. Corn crop conditions were unchanged, stating at 61% good to excellent. However, it is the third lowest rating for corn since 2010. One estimate for the average U.S. corn yield was lowered to 174 bushels per acre, as one of the hottest weeks in 30 years for the U.S. Corn Belt approaches. The September corn contract is down 12 cents U.S. per bushel to $5.95. The Chicago soy complex is mostly lower, with the exceptions of the August soybean contract and soy meal. Crop conditions improved by 1 point to 60% good to excellent, while tensions between the U.S. and China over U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan today are providing weakness to prices. However, the hot weather will also come down on soybean growing areas of the U.S. The August soybean contract is up 1 cent U.S. per bushel to $15.96. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, August 2nd. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.